We simply show up. It's perhaps too obvious, but some of us never really get around to it. Perhaps 90% of mission is involved in our simply showing up and being available to help in what our Lord is already doing there with the people in our world, in that neighborhood that He loves. It's kind of like the scripture, "Tell my disciples I'm going on ahead to them to Galilee. There they will find me." He's already there when we arrive at our Jerusalem, our Judea, Samaria, and wherever else in all the world He sends us. The words of Christian theology, of course, to describe all of this, and with which we are all familiar, especially at Christmas time, is the word incarnation. It simply means that the invisible God took upon God's self human flesh and lived for a while among us. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, incarnate as a little baby. There, in this here world, in the squalor of a manger, were animals fed. Eugene Peterson's paraphrase has it, "The Word became flesh and blood and came to live in our neighborhood." God on the stairs, lovingly, humbly sweeping down to the lowest places of the earth and the lowest and loneliest people, that He might take us again, restoring us, people, places, and things, back to His creation plans and purposes. Like God in Christ, and now Jesus by His Spirit in us, as missionaries, we first of all show up. We become incarnate in our neighborhood, present, ready to people, to do what God wants that He might bless and reclaim their lives. And thus it is that the gospel takes shape in the actual form and life of each one of us as we, the sometimes gathered and at other times scattered people of God, living among and caring for our neighbor and for our community. Jesus was embedded in Jewish culture for some 30 years before He came forward into His public ministry. We cannot do God's work by remote control. Talk is cheap. It's one thing to say we believe, it's another thing to show it. One thing to say we care about others, another thing to make our caring real in action and deed. For years we have sent missionaries elsewhere, usually overseas, to distant lands and distinct cultures. We have sent our best. We've sent our children, our money to support them. And upward we have sent our prayers. But we didn't have to go ourselves. But today, if we don't go to our neighborhood, as perhaps we always should have, if we huddle in our buildings and behind our programs on our own turf, if we don't become missioners today, entering more fully into mission-shaped living as members of mission-shaped churches and ministries, I think our local churches may well die. If we're going to live mission-shaped lives and develop more fully mission-shaped ministries, as well as keep sending missioners overseas as it's still appropriate to do, when are we going to send missioners to the internet? And how, to think more intergenerationally than interculturally, though it is that too, how will we seek to understand and reach out among young adults and youth and children whose minds, they tell us, are literally evolving and being rewired by digital influences in life today on this planet?